bother me. I'm working, working. Don't bother me. I'm working. Don't bother me. I'm working, working, working. Don't bother me. I'm working. Don't bother me. I'm working, working. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. I'm working, working. Don't bother me. Can't you see? I'm working, working.
I'm working.
Bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
I'm working.
Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Working, working, working. Working. Don't bother me.
Bitch, I'm working.
Can't you see? I'm working. Don't bother me. I'm working.
Working, working. Hey, what's up, y'all?
That was so fucking weird. Don't bother me.
It was fun.
I'm working, working.
I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
We're always joined by our assistant, who we love so much, named Kid Delicious.
Kid Delicious. Hey. Yes. It's better than all the other names we use today.
No. Just stick with what we're used to.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll go back to the original one. And we're joined by our assistant, Sweet Sugar Butt.
A Sweet Sugar Butt.
Nah, that's the artist formerly known as Wang Wang.
Wang Wang.
Also known Wang as Wang. TJ, also known as Thomas Wayne, Batman's dad. Yeah, we brought him back from the dead, and he black now. Take that, DC Comics. Batman gotta be black now.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? A black Batman?
Yeah, but I think about it every day because this nigga's name is Thomas Wayne.
But wouldn't it be really obvious, kind of like Black Panther being black, you know what I mean? Like originally, I thought Batman
would he be Batman then?
He'd be black.
I am vengeance. I am the knight. I am black man.
Now just lower. Now imagine his ears being a little bit shorter. Like, no, like the fucking TV show Batman ears, right? The little tiny little nubs, right? And he was black. He could be a Panther.
Well, actually, during Civil War, there was a point in time where Daredevil was off doing some other fuck shit.
I want to make this point. I just need
Wait, excuse me.
He's doing his research.
Okay, but during Civil War, and correct me if I'm wrong, but during Civil War, Daredevil was like either in Hell's Kitchen doing some Daredevil shit and was too busy to like fuck around with the rest of Hell's Kitchen, or was off beating up on either Tony Stark or Captain America. I can't remember the details, but T'Challa was in Hell's Kitchen on some Batman shit, fucking with Kingpin and ninjas, and it was beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't remember the details because I read like 600 comics through the entirety of Civil War. Like I read like not just like the Civil War main story, I read like everything in between. So like, there's a lot of Marvel happening in here, but it's a good read.
I love Marvel. Marvel's actually really deep. Oh, now TJ, what do you got?
Why couldn't the Batman Beyond Batman be black?
We have actually
hold on, wait.
We technically have Batwing, who is Black Batman in Africa.
Yeah,
and he's still Wayne Tech. Bravo.
I
he's also part of Batman Incorporated.
Because he's not a criminal. That was a bad joke.
Also joining us here is Donald Trump. What the fuck?
I thought it was a black joke. My bad. No.
Also joining us here is Mike Pence.
Vote for me.
Yeah. Yo, if that motherfucker ever came up in the primaries, I'd be mad. No. So mad. So mad. And only because I know TV has joked about it before, but I firmly believe what TV is saying.
Me.
So TV has joked about it before, but I firmly believe that what TV is saying is that Mike Pence is truly gay and he's covering that shit up with the Bible.
Can't you see he's working?
Can't But who is he working on what strip? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's his agenda?
What does it matter?
Besides being secretly gay but openly gay at the same time. Like, I don't get it. Like, everybody can see it. Everybody can see it. I was at the airport when he was tapping his foot 3 stalls over.
Were you waiting in line?
No, my number was too large.
Too boku, huh? Your mother only lets you spend $10, huh?
Yeah, and he was charging $12. And I needed them $2 for my chalky milk. You know I like that shit.
Where the hell are you getting $2 chocolate milk at an airport?
You
must be doing something extra for that chocolate milk just for paying $2.
Yeah, I hang out with the baggage claim handlers.
Smoke a little reefers with them.
Smoke a little reefers and get my chalky milk. Although for some reason it's always white and tart.
That's nasty.
So, what should we talk about first? Or do we want to do games first and then...
Games?
TJ, you got anything for us?
You got any trivia? Or not any trivia, any news? News? Do you got any news?
It's funny because these last couple episodes, we've been like, assistant. And he's been over here skipping work and fucking bitches and doing cocaine and not telling niggas about it.
And having sex in my mom's bed and not...
Right? And not even inviting me. Like, it's my mom.
With some guy I don't even know.
Yeah, hold on.
Salute to my mom for taking all the humor that I direct in her direction. Oh, because man. I be taking it to places sometimes.
Excuse me.
Thank God I'm not the questionable ethnicity word. If I made that joke, they'd be like Googling my tree.
Nah. I'll Google your tree.
Good luck. My last name's not even mine. I don't even know who's related to me out here.
Don't lie to me. You're a Gustafsson.
The U.S. Navy.
There's so many of those.
I know.
Say what?
Do the he's
part. Oh, news?
This just in.
I'm black.
Wait, what's your reporter name?
Big Lips McGee.
I'm Thomas Blackson.
Big Lips McGee.
Wait. And now on to the news with Dikembe Mutombo.
That's for fuck.
Dikembe here. The U.S. Navy releases photos of Chinese spy balloon recovery effort.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I heard about that. I didn't get to read the article, though. I saw the headline as I was spamming for the... Or scrolling... Doom scrolling earlier, though.
That's funny. Yeah? What did they find? It's not just a weather balloon, like they were saying?
I don't know yet. Hold on.
It's just some dude's fucking balloon with a GoPro on it.
Oh, China claimed it.
No, yeah, I know.
The U.S. Navy released photos Tuesday of its recovery effort of a suspected Chinese spy balloon, which the U.S. fighter jet shot down over the Atlantic Ocean on Saturday.
You know what's funny? Is I see a lot of these fucking crazy conspiracy theorists saying, like, you see that? It looks like a satellite. There's no real satellites. They're all in balloons. Like, okay, we could see that one, right? How the fuck come we can't see all the other ones then?
You know, when the news broke that there was a Chinese spy balloon floating around, yeah. I was like, oh shit, it's the Battle of Los Angeles all over again.
Okay, so you remember like 6 months or like a month or two prior to all this balloon shit, there was like all these little circle orbs floating around and flying around and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're like all over the world, right? And now we got a spy balloon. And now all these conspiracy theorists are saying that they're trying to cover up for all these little alien fucking spear ships flying around.
You know, a lot of those, when they released like the whole UFO reports and stuff like during the pandemic,
yeah.
A lot, were just things that were like, oh, it's either like we were testing some shit or we don't know. And maybe like 30 to 40% of that shit was like, we don't know. But the other like 60 to 70 was like, oh yeah, we were just like launching probes in the sky and not telling niggas.
They did. In that report, they did mention that these like these orbs, whatever, ships, things, whatever it was, these UFOs.
Those are unconfirmed still. Like no one knows what the fuck those
Yeah, they
are.
Don't no idea, but they do know that they it was reported in multiple bases and everywhere else that they floated over military installations that were nuclear armed, you know, whatever, and they shut their shit off, like shut everything down.
Are the aliens spying on us?
I don't know.
They might be.
There's a bunch of weird conspiracies going on, like, and you know, like Antarctica's being blocked off from like civilian traffic, right? So nobody's allowed down there without like a permit from like the United Nations or whatever it is. Some kind of
I thought there was like a town down there.
A town in Antarctica.
Oh, I did hear a little bit about that. Not much, but you know, I doom scroll.
Yeah.
So sometimes I click a headline and read it, and sometimes I don't, and I just go, "Oh fuck!"
Yeah, but anyways, civilian traffic's not allowed down there. Like, just like if we were to jump on a ship and go from like the from South America and go try to go to Antarctica, we would be stopped in the waters before we got there, and we're not allowed. Just like
the Titanic.
Like a lot of places, like these guys who went from Australia, they were going south and they went too far south and they got stopped by the Australian Navy and were told to turn back around.
Interesting.
Yep.
Did you actually, I'm going to save it for that bit you got coming up because yeah.
They're so fun. You know what? Conspiracy theories are fun. Watching these people like come up with these crazy things are it's really entertaining. You know, they should make movies out of half of these things. Especially the reptilian ones. Those ones are hilarious, dude.
Do you remember when it first came out and it was just a bunch of YouTube videos of people filming old people doing like lizard like shit like
yep. And then like the double the double wink.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh god, they really know how to use Photoshop or After Effects, you know." That, you know what? Is as good as graphics and CG is getting. If it gets any better, it's going to be really hard to distinguish whether or not this is real or fake. So people can make Matrix anything they want, right?
Well, I've told you about like my concept of death that I'm worried about is that we're going to die and we're going to take off a VR headset and be like, this game fucking sucks. Give me 10 more quarters.
Well, here's the other thing that they're like, there's a theory that if CG or tech gets so good that we can not distinguish between reality and VR, then
do you remember when we recorded Resident Evil 7 for that brief moment when I first got it? And in like the first opening scene, that was like exactly what we were worried about, because that opening scene where like that lady like films herself, and we're talking like pre PS5, bro, like it looked hella it looked like a real bitch. Like she looked like a real ass woman.
Yeah,
like that shit fucked us up.
It almost crossed the fucked uncanny us
up.
Barrier.
And then like when old girl came up the stairs and started fucking me up and cut my hand off, like dude, it shit looked real as fuck. Real as fuck to us. It's because like technology is getting scarily crazy.
But here, to be fair though, when we were playing Resident Evil 2 on the PlayStation, on PlayStation 2 or whatever.
One
on the PlayStation, it looked real. I mean, not real. It looked really fucking good. Now you look at it and you're like, ugh.
It's mind-boggling how the human brain works in that aspect. Because, like, for the, as long
graphics
as video
in movies,
games, like, whenever things get better, we're like, oh, look at them graphics. Like, Streets of Rage 1, we're like, oh, this shit's dope. Streets of Rage 2, look at them graphics. Same console. Streets of Rage 3, oh, my God, I can sprint. But it's the same graphics as 2. It's...
But yeah, the theory says that once we cross that barrier, or the uncanny barrier where it's like indistinguishable, that if we're capable of doing that, then what's to say that we haven't already done that? And are we?
That's much like interstellar travel,
right?
There's one time really I'm not gonna drop too many names, but you know Joe.
Yep. Edmund. I'm just kidding.
T.
Joe T. Okay.
So
Joe T.
We were sitting at his house with his dad. Yes. And I happened to be living there. Y'all are over here doing sign language. But anyways, you know Joe.
Last night, Joe?
No, okay, just here.
Your sister's brother. Your sister's brother.
Oh.
I don't want to drop too many names here because this is a really sensitive subject I'm about to bring up. So we're hanging out with Joe. We're hanging out with Joe. And I happened to be living there at the time. And I'd been up for maybe like 3-4 hours. Me and Joe were getting ready to like play some Gunbound, but he had to finish doing what he was doing on what game was that? It was Fallout Vegas, I believe it was. And the police ended up kicking in the door looking for his older brother, like the eldest brother,
right?
Because he happened to be in town. And they've been looking for him like between several states. And so they kick in the door. They come running in, and we saw them pulling up beforehand, right? So we were just chilling, smoking a blunt. Like, there was like 7-8 people in the crib. We're smoking a blunt, maybe like 2, and somebody hands me the blunt. Like, right before the cops come in the door, because they were like, oh shit, hand me the blunt. I'm sitting here playing my DS, right? Like, my regular old normal seeming ass DS. This is how long ago it was. And I'm like, yeah, I'll hit that. And they're like, no, put it out. And I said, why? And they said, douche, please. And then I was like, oh, shit, put the blunt out. Long story short, they come in looking for this dude. They can't find him because he wasn't there in the first fucking place. And then Joe, the whole time, the chillest of motherfuckers, had been sitting there playing New Vegas the whole fucking time. No, it was Rainbow Six. It was Rainbow Six, No, before the one that, it was like 2006.
Fuck, I know it.
I know you know it. But anyways, he was sitting there playing Rainbow Six the whole fucking time. Didn't flinch because he was just sucked into the screen. Meanwhile, there's like five ununiformed detectives with badges, like some Bruce Willis style badges, right, hanging off their necks.
Like some bad boy shit.
Oh my god, look at that shit. Look at the graphics. Oh my gosh, that shit's great. And the whole time I'm freaking out, like I got 2 blunt roaches in my pocket.
Yep. The video games are only gonna get better. You know what I think they should remake? And this is just me personally, is The Suffering, just because I've
been playing. Oh, man, that would be really good.
It would be. I always thought that was it was kind of scary for its time when I was playing it. But it also reminded me of that time I was
tripping. It was like Silent Hill in prison if it was faster paced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, Silent Hill, maybe not Silent Hill, but still scary as fuck. But, like, no, super fast paced.
It was Silent Hill-y with, like, the creatures. Like, they had, like, knives and shit coming out of their arms, you know, and walking around.
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, Silent Hill in story, you know what I mean? But, like, it was just, like, pop-out jump scare shit all the time.
Yep.
Instead of, like, cutscene, jump scare, cutscene, jump scare, you know what I mean?
And a decent story.
Yeah.
Depending on what, like...
First one. We're not talking about the second one.
No, on what angle you're going through.
Suffering 2 was a disappointment.
The tide that binds was not... It didn't bind me to nothing.
It bound me to GameStop. It broke my
bind. It broke my bind.
I got 2 levels in, and I immediately sold that shit.
Yeah, I was terribly disappointed. I rented that game, and I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
What year was this?
Oh, I don't know.
PS2?
2013.
Suffering 2 came out on...
I think Suffering 2 came out in 2013.
Yeah, it's the same console. It's got to be.
Yeah, it is on PS2.
I had both of them on the Xbox. Like the original Xbox. Has hit my mic stand. My bad, audience.
Don't lie. You did this shit on purpose. 2000.
Yeah, because I hate when y'all hear me.
2004 for the first one.
Why are you doing TJ's job?
Because TJ's slow.
You didn't bark his name either. You got to throw his Pokeball out and be like, TJ. And he goes, come and go, like, TJ.
2005. Wow, I was way off. 2005.
Suffering 2?
Yeah.
That sounds about right, because Suffering 1 was like 2004, 3.
What is... Oh. Good Old Games is a digital distribution video game firm. Okay. It got re-released in 2017 on GOG.com.
The Suffering?
The Ties That Bind.
Boo!
Yeah, that's probably why they got that game.
Boo!
I've never heard of GOG.com, have you?
No.
It says Good Old Games. It's a distribution.
That is not a good old game. That is a terrible old game.
It is.
I would much rather play fucking...
The first one?
Oh, that, yeah, obviously. But I'm trying to think of a shittier
Blue
game.
Blue Stinger?
Dude, I love Blue Stinger. It is a bad... Okay. Sorry, Activision. I know I used to work for you. Blue Stinger, y'all fucked that shit up. It was good in like the first 2 hours, and then the whole rest of the game is broken.
But I like that game too, but I would rather play
that. And
they
got in-house QA. That's the fucked up part. Like,
it's still one of my favorite Dreamcast games.
No, I love it. I love it. It's you know how you like B-movies that are so bad they're good?
Yes.
That's my Blue Stinger.
Yep.
It's so good. I love playing that game.
Yep. I love it too, man. I love the corniness.
And the story had a really good concept, but like everything else was just like the voice actors.
The voice acting is what had me, and the vending machines.
The vending machines were awesome.
You know what else I had?
You got to come into my house and play it, TJ. I got it on a ROM of my Fire Stick.
Remember, doesn't Shenmue have vending machines too? Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
All the vending machines.
Yep.
Soda, collectibles, all that shit.
Underwears.
Underwears. No, it's not that far in the future.
Girls' garments, you know. Undergarments. Hey, can I get one of those from you? Mine's a...
I don't know, man.
Look at this.
You shat on my Shenmue.
Oh, I'm pissed at Shenmue. Even...
It's full of cliffhangers.
That's my problem.
I'm afraid to play 3.
Lunar Star Harmony.
Huh?
Lunar Star Harmony. That's RPG.
I know.
Isn't that on the Super Nintendo? I think I played that before.
Wait, Lunar? Oh, the actual series Lunar? Yeah, I know that series.
Yeah. That's my...
Okay.
I love that game so much.
Lunar Star. I'm trying to remember if they had that on the Super Nintendo, too.
PSP.
It was mostly Sony consoles that they had it on. Then,
PlayStation.
All the Lunar games was like PlayStation 2, like all the PlayStation games basically, or consoles.
No, it was Sega. That's where it was at.
It started with Sega. Oh no, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right, because that came out on Sega CD. Yeah.
Yep. I remember now. That's what I was remembering. I was like,
because I remember when that shit came out on the Xbox. And me and Dre were talking about it. And I was like, why? And he was like, you know why. And I was like, yeah, because they stole the Dreamcast. They basically just emulated Dreamcast hardware and improved upon it. Kept the controllers. And was like, we have a fucking console now.
This shit, it was nefarious.
Added one more analog stick.
It was dirty. It was nefarious.
Every Dreamcast that's ever been made says powered by Microsoft Windows CE. And then what happened 2 years? No, I'm sorry. 6 months after the Dreamcast came out, every gaming magazine announced that that Microsoft was working on the Xbox.
Yep. They were working
on it. They didn't call it the Xbox, but they said they're making a gaming console.
Yep.
And then right after the PS2 came out, they were like, guess what?
Pow.
Sega about to be broke. Joke's on them. They're rich as fuck in Japan. I got 13 shares in Sega.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How much is the shares worth now?
Let's look.
You guys ever play Lufia on the Super Nintendo?
Once. But I never made it never made an impact on me because I never really got to play it that long.
Nope.
That's a decent RPG. I like the art.
You haven't bought no Sega shares yet?
No, dude, I haven't bought anything other than a Disney, two Disney shares.
That's a mistake. Bro, I got shares. Look how much I invested so far.
Nice, dude. Two Disney. Damn, I can't even remember. It was like 50-something bucks.
I got GoPro shares. I got Snap shares. Sega. Okay, so actually, it's still pretty low. It went up during the holidays, and I know why. Because of Frontiers. But it's back down again. Look at them Sega shares.
Oh, shit.
You see it?
Well, let me see. Nice.
Yeah, you better get in on that shit, bro. Invest in our future. I'm trying to get them to make another console. Damn, I invested almost 50 bucks in Sega so far, and I ain't done. Because when I die, I'm giving all of my shares of Sega to my son.
Yeah?
And he already told me he's not selling a single one. He's going to keep them shits.
Hell yeah, dude. My shit is killing right now.
But before I die, I want to have so many shares in Sega that I can make a difference because I'll be that big of a shareholder.
I bought them at 84.17, and they're up to...
Who? Disney?
Disney, and they're up to 111.16.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a fraction of a share in Manchester United. I might actually sell that and put that into something else.
I did it.
Like soccer, but not that much.
I did it because of all the fucking movies that are being released here this year from Marvel and shit that are on Disney. Like Disney movies.
Marvel's its own entity still on the stock market. I would have invested in them.
Either way, Disney's fucking shares went up because they're all being released on Disney Plus after they're out. So Disney shares are going up like... They fucking went up 30-something bucks almost, man.
Mm.
That's 60-something dollars profit right now. And that's just two shares. I should have bought like 100, but I couldn't afford it.
I still want to buy shares in the WWE while they're getting lower while Vince is gone.
I heard he's coming back or he's back already.
Yeah, Travis said the same thing, but I don't believe it. I don't think he can.
I don't know.
Someone's already running it.
I don't know. I don't watch it, so I wouldn't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
TG, you got any games for us before we shake the piggy bank and pay some rent? All right, let's go get this money.
Yeah. Chinga, chinga, ching. Shake the goddamn cup. I have no legs. I have no legs. I have no legs. I have no legs.
And we are back in this bitch.
Already?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, fine. TJ was just looking up something for me. That's okay. Was he? Yeah.
That's okay. We'll wait.
Welcome back.
Back into serious shit, does anybody have any other fun shit to do?
Fun shit? Yes, I do. I do not. I have 5% of my phone.
So you're at 95%. You're straight.
I have 5%. 5%.
Oh, so you don't have 9. Ah. You don't have 90%. 95%. Math.
Yes, yes. Yes. I got a quick thing. For you. Can you guess what year this song came out?
Do it.
All right, TJ. You ready, Wayne? You ready, cool. Sprout?
I don't think the assistant should be able to assist me in this game. I remember.
2008.
No, it was 2006 or 7. 6 or 7. That's my final answer.
You can't pick 2 years.
Son of a bitch. 2007.
Okay, 2007 for Sprout. TJ?
Six.
Oh, yeah, still my second answer.
TJ gets the point. That is amazing. TJ.
Put them dice away. Playing musical craps over here without me.
Okay, next song. Here we go.
You started nodding his head before music you started playing and shit. I know this. 1990. When did I meet Becca? This is a tough one.
It's right when we met. Around right when we met.
1996.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
I kind of doesn't count because I gave Sprout a hint, but we'll.
No, but I was leaning towards that either way. That counts.
Okay. Oops.
No, we played that one.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean that. My fault. This one. You need more, TJ? You good?
Was this before? No, this was not before I graduated.
1999, 2000, 1999, 2000, 2001. Pick a fucking year, dude. 1999. TJ? It's not wrong to pick the same year, is it?
1998.
The year that this song came out was 1999.
Yeah! Oh, I said 2000. But I was close. Wait, what did I say?
You said you settled on 99 after everything.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah!
Bastard. I know. Hold on. This one is a... Hold up.
Oh, my froze hit my mic. Oh, motherfucking 2016.
TJ?
This man did finger numbers and everything.
2018.
The year was 2016.
Boom,
fuck. Boom, boom, killing it. You got 3 points.
Ah, my titty. Oh,
he 3 points. Dice at me. Next song.
I know this. 2015. Not counting the radio shows, because that wasn't even produced yet.
Do you need more song? I can fast forward it to with lyrics if you need. Okay.
To all you bitch ass hoes that hate me the most, oh yeah, I hate you too.
When you're by yourself, because of what they think about you.
Oh, God, next I love that song.
Go slow.
16?
Yeah. No, both of you said what year?
I said 15.
2016? The year was 2012.
Wow. Yep. I didn't hear that shit until you were like living at your place in 2015 over there off of Dowling.
Yep. Okay, I got another one for you guys.
Ooh, I know this. I was just listening to it. Too much, too fried, I'm sitting side up. That's
Cal Scrubby.
Cal Scrubby, but the year was 2021.
Sprouts locked in at 2021.
You do one more finger number.
And the point goes to TJ. It was released in 2020.
Oh, I was so close.
Nice. I like TJ's keeping close to your
goddamn finger numbers and shit. He's like, oh, Sprouse said, well, he is old, so I'm going to carry the one.
Okay, here we go. He is old.
Don't try to diminish my win. How dare you?
Over here borrowing numbers and shit. Whoa! Whoa!
No?
I don't even know the song.
What?
Can I get an artist name?
Mac Miller.
Oh.
Self-care.
TJ about to get the point off of fucking principal. Gen Z looking ass motherfucker.
No.
I don't even know the song. I'm locking it.
Dead for.
I don't know. I don't even know who the fuck this is.
It's fuck.
I'm old.
24.
Change my answer. 2016.
2014.
No.
Are you locked in?
I'm locked in.
16. No, I'm not saying it's 16.
Oh. Sit the fuck back down.
Yeah, sit down. Wait till I answer the goddamn thing.
It's either 14 or 13. Whatever number.
Pick a number.
14?
Yeah.
No, it's actually 2018. It's like off of his last album just before he died, I believe.
Yeah. Fuck.
Okay.
Well, I real shit didn't even know who he was.
All right, I got two more after this.
I knew that at a point.
Okay, here we go. Get off your phone, Sprout. No, I'm just kidding.
1995.
Sprout, you locked in?
Yes.
TJ? Is that your answer?
Yes.
The year that this came out.
Watch me be wrong, it was 94.
It was 1997.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
I thought this came out before we met.
Mm-mm.
Aww.
All right, the last two. I should stop this. I can't. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. All right. I got you. If I can get to the stamp. Okay.
Right.
British. Hello, Governor. Right. Right over the wall. Right. Oh, God damn it. I gotta think about Gina during this now. 1990. Seven. Influential year.
Now it's your turn, TJ. You know the song?
Mm-mm.
Smashing Pumpkins. Tonight!
Oh, it's that one.
Bless you, Bill.
98.
Believe.
Ooh, I might be wrong. It might be 96. But I did say 7, so I'm sticking to my guns.
97? You said 97?
He said 8.
98? No. It was 1995.
Ooh, 2 years off.
Because 98, they had the Smashing Pumpkins concert where they were playing new music, and they had this stuff.
And then they stopped being Smashing Pumpkins immediately
they played,
after
no, they,
that
they
shit.
Played, they
Is anybody here at First Ave or downtown?
Yeah. They played half. That's when you went to the Army. And they played half of... like, of their old stuff and half of their new stuff, and it was in between songs and stuff.
And then they stopped being Smashing Pumpkins for a while after that.
Yeah, not long after that, they became some other stuff. All right, the last song that I'm going to do is this one. It's just because it's right on the list. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I got a different.
Oh, you gonna take Frank Ocean away from me? 2011, by the way. No, I'm sorry. 2013. Okay. Was that right? Can we just talk about that for a second?
What?
Frank Ocean.
Okay, hold on, wait. What did you say?
2013. It's either 12 or 13. I was definitely in college still.
You said
12 or 13.
Which one?
I'm going to say 13. That was my first guess.
Okay, 2012, actually.
Oh, so close.
Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal.
Yep, that is what the song is.
98.
Wait, you didn't play a song yet?
I did.
98.
Oh, it was Frank Ocean. Play it again.
98.
It's not no 98.
It's 99.
No. No, I came back from the Army. No, I came back from the Army when that song came out.
97.
2000. It's either 2001. It's definitely 2001. Don't be stealing my answer, TJ.
2000.
It's 2001.
The answer is 2001.
Bow!
Sprout, you took this.
I just came back to the mainland. I remember that shit.
He took it. He took it, and he wore it. And he wore it proud.
I wore it proudly, right on the sleeve.
You are the musical... age rememberer.
You old for now. Fuck.
Musical age champion.
Yep. Next time it's me versus you for the belt.
Let's do it.
Yep. 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 Okay.
Right.
I got a thing coming up here in just a second. If TJ would cue me in here, TJ.
New number. Who dis?
Who dis?
New number. Who dis? Wait, can we talk about Haiti for a little bit? So TJ, it's time to prepare.
It's already prepared.
But okay.
I played while you spoke.
That's fine.
We can go to Haiti right after this. This is just cool, a small cool. small
no, I
update.
I definitely want to talk about Haiti though.
Okay, small update. Small schmar. Schmar update. Oh, another a conspiracy theory update. For the egg,
oh, yeah, I forgot about this.
For the egg shortage. Now, I found a new reason for the egg shortage.
Not the avian flu?
No, all of those reasons still stand, but there's a reason why the government's making all of these things happen. It's because a new study shows that egg yolks help prevent your body from developing spike proteins. If anybody knows what that is, that's...
viruses. Or coronavirus.
Yeah, it's basically that. And so what they're trying to say is that Bill Gates and all of the elites are trying to do the depopulation thing.
Also, we used to think that eggs were bad cholesterol. They're actually cholesterol that fights the bad cholesterol.
Yes. Okay, so there's a lot of things that we grew up with thinking were this, and they end up being that. Like, remember when we were growing up, fat was bad. That's why everything was fat-free.
Mm-hmm.
And we come to find out it's not. It's not bad.
Depends on the fat.
Well, yeah, like trans fats, obviously, but you know.
I didn't have to go through that.
You weren't around.
Why'd they call trans fats in 2023? Can't we call them something else now? like non-binary fat?
No. No, because trans fats are bad. Non-binary is not.
That's terrible.
But it makes everything taste better.
Yep. So, but yeah, they're saying it's part of the depopulation agenda.
Did you say trans fats makes everything taste better?
Yeah. Margarine.
With that logic, I'm pansexual.
Back in the 80s, margarine was fucking like almost pure trans fats. It was like mostly trans fats. And then they found out it was really bad for you. So they were like, oh, we gotta take this out. It's giving people terrible heart disease, really bad. So, yeah, anyways, that's just a little update for you conspiracy theorists out there. I don't know if there's any.
I feel like I have some conspiracies lined up here because I got sent some crazy shit throughout the week.
Yep. Did you see that the child support thing that I sent you? It's a really long video. Yes.
We talked about it earlier today, actually.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Remember, I was like, oh, it's just extra taxes. I wasn't even tripping.
Yeah, no, but. That's just the very tip of the iceberg. Like, there's so much more to that.
Ooh, shit's going down.
Here it was. One of my boys sent me this article. I'm just now opening it up because the headline in my text, to which I responded. So I'm going to read the headline, then I'm going to read my response real quick.
Okay.
U.S. government admits 5G radiation causes COVID-19. And I said, I'm not buying that pig while it's in the bag. No way a radio signal can do that. None. It's a form of light. Here's what the article reads, and we're going to find out together because I am just now opening this shit. I told myself I wasn't going to click it, but since we're on this conspiracy shit.
I like it. It's always fun. It does get a little tedious, though.
So, welcome to Conspiracy News.
Never mind that.
Bombshell new peer-reviewed scientific studies have revealed that what many of us knew from the beginning, 5G radiation is not only connected to the COVID-19 pandemic, it actually induces the body to create new viruses and illnesses, including coronaviruses. Oh, I have to click show more? You better not attack with an ad. Okay, thank you. And before the mainstream media gets a hold of this study and convinces the masses it is unimportant, you should know that these are peer-reviewed scientific studies published on the National Institute of Health website. And then I scroll, and...
Uh-huh.
Is that really all I get?
I don't believe it.
I don't know. I'm actually
pretty... How is that an article?
I'm actually pretty peer-reviewed studies.
That's the whole fucking...
I just assumed a guy fucked
up. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. Where the fuck is the peer-reviewed study? They just wrote an article with no evidence.
Okay, I got...
None!
I have... we won't get into it today, like the depth of this, but I actually found a legit source...
Sorry, I mean to throw my phone at you.
From the U.S. government website. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The something.gov where you can get all of the... Somebody hear me. The documents, top secret documents and shit.
Dossiers.
Yeah.
All the stuff that was top secret, now they just released.
I've
been to that site.
But even still, there's a lot of it that's redacted. There's a lot of it that's fucking.
Well, if it's not redacted, they actually remove pages from things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, okay, earlier I was talking to you about that book from the CIA.
Like, is that what we're going about?
No. Well, I mean, this isn't the one, but the CIA one is like freshly right there.
Right.
This guy wrote a book. The CIA fucking, before he got to put it out, took it and classified it. And recently it was...
I thought you said it was the FBI.
Yeah, it was the CIA.
Okay.
Yep. CIA declassified it, right? They had to because of the Freedom of Information Act. After so many years, they have to release, like, shit. Out of the 200 and something, like 204 or 15, I don't know the exact number, but it's 200 and something pages, only like 54 were released.
FOIA's a bitch, man. Like, how's it freedom of information, but, like, you only get to see so much shit.
Yeah.
Whenever the government feels like it. Like, you just told us about all the UFO activity in the world. But I can't read a publication by a civilian? That's wild to me.
Yep.
So crazy.
Is it? Is it? Is it though? Did you guys hear about the earthquake?
No. Let's talk about how is that the first? It disobeys First Amendment law.
What?
Freedom of speech. He didn't get to publish his book. The CIA took it, and then released 50 of 200 something pages.
Yeah, they can do that though. They have like the power to do so thanks to Edgar Hoover.
But there was no truths being told.
We don't know. Because, anyways, this book was about the end of the world, by the way.
CIA could tell the future.
The book was about the end of the world and, like, the polar shifts and all this extra shit, right? And it's supposed to be backed by scientific data and, like, all this other shit.
Oh, shit, the CIA can tell the future.
For real, they're like, we're gonna change shit with HARPA or DARPA or whatever the fucking weird shit they talk about.
DARPA.
Okay, so, yeah. Another thing is Turkey, like, refused to join NATO or have some kind of NATO influence.
Turkey and Syria got hit with earthquakes.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. That's my next thing. So I guess the United States and NATO and everybody was warning tourists to not go to Turkey because of their incoming terrorist attacks. They heard that's what's going to happen. And then like within a couple of days, these earthquakes happen and shit. And now people are trying to say that NATO...
They got that fucking drill from Ninja Turtles where they travel from the Technodrome underground and just make earthquakes.
Do you remember the movie The Core?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I was just watching a reference to that on Star Talk because they were talking about how the Earth's core stopped moving. And they were like, now all we have to do is send a team of scientists in a titanium machine down to the core.
Okay, so the reason for the machinery already being built and all that shit, whatever, it was because they were going to make a weapon to cause earthquakes in other countries and destabilize fucking other countries and shit, right?
Also, by the way, on Star Talk, they were joking. It's not a real thing, but yes. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, no, that it's all, like, how do you think they're going to be able to do that? Oh, but you know what, though? There is videos of just before the earthquakes happening of a bunch of, like, lightning or electrical, like, whatever, in Turkey going black out, like, 45 minutes to an hour before the earthquakes even happened. Which is a little weird and strange.
Which?
Yeah, burping. Which is a little weird, wouldn't you think?
That just means that something's drawing a lot of fucking power.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But whatever, they had power blackouts and then you see an electrical thing. But here's the other thing.
I know Turkey ain't stunting on us and trying to blame it on us.
Okay, but look at this. The same shit that's on video that happened in Turkey with the blue lightning and the foggy clouds happened all over everywhere else in, like, a few other countries and shit, too. There was videos and, like, I can't even remember. But if you look it up, they're, like, same or similar. But does that mean that the world's governments are sitting there making these electrical storms? And
well, do you remember, was it Sweden? Russia? No, it was somewhere in Scandinavia. But there was, like, these, like, weird sightings in space. Like, these weird lights.
Uh-huh.
And no one could figure out what the fuck it was. And
I think it was Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was Sweden. Yep, it was by a mountain. I can't remember what the fuck.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so there's, like, something lights.
How do we know what's going on, like, when it's, like, that far away or that far underneath us? You know what I mean? How do we know we don't got fucking mole people?
Well, so back to when we first started this podcast, I was talking about, like, how they were stopping us from going to Antarctica. Like, people, like, civilians.
Oh, like, ages ago. Yeah.
Like, even now. Like
they season won't... one?
No, like right now.
No, I'm talking about, like, when we first started talking about it.
Yeah, no, like just this podcast, the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how they were stopping people, like this Australian people trying to go to, like, they went south too far and the Navy stopped them. But whatever. So there's a conspiracy theory that in the center of the Antarctic and Antarctica, there's a landmass with a hole or a cave.
Oh, I heard about that. Like some Godzilla shit where, like, like the monster island, like, yeah, like a whole other fucking plethora of land somewhere.
Yeah. And, like, there's other beings there that are supposedly keeping an eye on us and letting us know, like, hey, we fucking shit up and we're all gonna suffer the consequences coming very soon. But anyways, there's a whole story that was in the diary of this fucking World War II pilot, right? And supposedly him and a bunch of other jets or airplanes were flying south over Antarctica, and they saw what looked like to be a giant opening, and they all flew into it, and like they lost control of their planes, and they were like tractor beamed down, and they met beings and the whole fucking nine.
So the true Bermuda track.
Well, supposedly there was like four or five different alien species, right? Mm-hmm. And two of them got killed off, and now we got the Greys and some other two ones, right? This is so fun.
Oh, wait.
It is
perfect
so fun.
Day. My hair's crazy. Aliens.
Hold on. Let me get my aluminum cap on. But ain't conspiracy theories fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just the idea of all of that is fucking fantastic. How much of it I believe? I don't believe very much of anything that I've been saying. But the things that I did check out that are factual are that there is avian flu. There has been fires that have killed tons of chickens. There has been a weird thing with the feed. Granted, it's only by homesteaders and like a bunch of other people who egg farm for themselves in like their local community. And the egg price thing, and you know, those are real, actual things that are happening. You know.
Yeah.
Now, to say that it's being done by a government or a corporation or something is beyond me. I don't know how they would control all of that, but maybe you can't put it past them. You can't put it past anybody,
right?
Especially when you control that much and you need more and more control. It's a freaky world out there.
Dude, while we still got time, we should talk about Haiti.
Yeah, let's do this.
It's all kinds of fucked up, man. So I don't know if you remember this, but back in like 2021, their president got assassinated.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Destabilized. And everybody else in the government, their terms ended like last year. So like for like the last year or so, Haiti has been overrun by gang violence because they only have 9,000 cops throughout the whole country. It's not all just in Port-au-Prince. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all throughout the country. And gangs are fucking shit up, like, everywhere. Like, they're killing cops. They're targeting specific cops. And some cops are converting to that gang life. Like, one in particular, he's, like, one of the big gang leaders, used to be a fucking cop. And he was like, well, if the country's going to shit, why not revolt?
You know what I say? I say it was done on purpose.
Maybe, but who assassinated the president is my question.
No, also, why was it done to destabilize the nation?
And we're beyond the conspiracy point at this point because, like, here's the thing. The UN, like, they have one representative for Haiti in the UN. He shows up like, yo, we're out here fucking suffering, man. Send us some help. The only country to respond was Jamaica until, like, a couple days ago. And then Canada was like, yeah, we'll send, like, some planes.
Well, I mean, UN is for peace, right?
Right.
They're not going to do shit. They've never done shit. That's what NATO's for.
Well, they specifically asked for their peacemakers, which are the violent motherfuckers, to come and do some shit.
NATO's the violent motherfuckers. Like, those motherfuckers, they come in swinging.
But every country got violent motherfuckers, and they all do it in the name of peace. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like that, yeah. Peace is, remember that Iron Man quote, peace is the man with the bigger stick or some shit
yep.
like that. yeah, but okay, just look up World Conflict Tracker, does it .com or .org, and it gives you a list of all the current big world conflicts, and some of them aren't even in there, like Haiti, I just checked, it's not on there. Peru, it's not on there, but I know for a fact.
It's not a world conflict, it's Haiti dealing with Haitian
here's the
shit.
Other, that's, like, well, that's the thing, like in that World Tracker, it shows like Afghanistan being destabilized and them having a conflict within. Like all these other places that are destabilized. And by the way, this list is a big fucking list.
Oh, I bet.
And it's current, right? But some of these places aren't in there yet. Like Peru. Peru's fucking insane right now. It's insane. Do you know how, like, was it like 20% or 30% of Chile is on fire right now?
Really?
Yes. You don't hear about that. You don't hear about, like, all this crazy shit that's going on. But there's a lot of things missing out of there. Like Haiti. And, like, there's a plenty of other ones in there. But, like, if you look, there's a fuck ton of shit going on right now all across the world. And it's
insane. Well, here's the fucked up part about Haiti. They have a prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Well, had. His term ended last year.
Yeah.
He was supposed to fucking set the elections. Hasn't done it yet. So they have, like, no government right now. It's all ran by gangs right now.
Right.
All of Haiti ran by crime. That shit is crazy to me.
Yep.
But then I think about what happened after George Floyd, and I'm like, yeah, Minneapolis is about the same.
Yeah.
Because we got like three cops.
Didn't they stop? Didn't they stop pulling people over for a while?
Yeah.
They still have yet to pull someone over here. They're Minneapolis, Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, not Robbinsdale. But those first three cities, they're done doing minor traffic stops. They're done. I could be driving illegally right now and nobody would know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, honestly, okay, so back to, like, Haiti being, like, chaos right now. I honestly think that all of these places, because it's destabilized, right? There's a million places, like, just like Haiti, Africa right now is, like, there's tons of countries in Africa that are destabilized right now. Then the governments are trying to fight for a new regime and everything else. And who's trying to go over there right now?
Africa's been that way because of fucking colonial interference day one.
But my point is, people are trying to get their grubby hands on all their fucking resources. Mm-hmm. So the best way to do that is destabilize, then come in with the help, and then set the terms and conditions.
That's why China moved in real quick about like 10, 12 years ago, because like they destabilize the fuck in certain areas where the Chinese are in there, and they're in there running factories, treating people like shit. And you know why they're doing it? Because they can. And don't even need a military force. They're just in there with business and money.
Yep. It is crazy. But that way, yeah, you know, I mean, that's what the United States does, though. And mm-hmm. so does, like, a lot of other countries, like Europe. That's what they did for the longest time. Like, the UK and all them motherfuckers. Yep.
Got a hole in my lip. I spilled. Sorry about that. Yeah, man, it's just fucked up all over. We got global warming issues. We have had the most bitch-ass winter in Minnesota
I've
ever experienced since I've been alive.
What?
Yes.
How?
Bruh, we've only been below zero 3 times this winter. I remember the entirety of January used to be like at least 10
okay.
below.
Oh, okay, you mean in the other direction. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like it was so bad. I'm like, bitch,
this winter has been like some bitch-ass shit. Me and Chris, on Sunday... 2 days ago, well, depending on when we upload this, a little bit further back, but either way, today is Tuesday. On Sunday, me and Chris were walking. TJ, you were with us.
Oh, yeah.
We were walking. Oh, it was my scarf. I thought it was a cat in here. But we were walking from the liquor store to my brother's house. Yep. So we go play some D&D. TJ, how many white folk we see in shorts?
Oh, no.
All of them!
It was just me and
all of them. Oh, no, that's right. Chris wasn't with us. But
this motherfucker, he's like, old James. Oh, wait a minute.
Because
there wasn't
I
no
called
old,
out
old
those
James.
Two kids in front of us.
No, real shit. Me and TJ were talking shit the whole way from like from Broadway Liquor, from Broadway Liquor to Golden Valley Road. We were straight. And then we got to Golden Valley Road.
And,
we turned east. And
it was a guy.
As soon as we turned
solo
east,
guy.
We saw 50 white people wearing shorts. The first guy was like 6'9", wearing straight up like Daisy Dukes, like booty shorts, and I immediately got pissed off. And,
why?
And he was like he was walking the same way we were walking until he crossed the street. So from like what had been like a football field away, from a football field away, I screamed. It's not that fucking nice out here.
You're not.
And dude crossed the street and got in his car and drove off. And then a block later, we got to the YMCA, like it was just like right across the street from us. 30 white folk in shorts in the entirety of the parking lot. And I lost my shit. I was like, I will kill somebody. I was so mad. I was
why?
Like, dude, because it's winter.
You're not white.
It's cold.
You're not white.
After we passed the Y, I said, I swear to God, if Will, our DM, who coincidentally is white, I said, if he shows up in shorts, I'm gonna stab somebody. and then two blocks from my brother's house, I was like, you know what? If Chris, my cousin Chris, shows up in shorts, I'm a further stab more people. Will showed up. He was safe. Everybody was safe. Chris shows up. Chris was there before us. Everybody was safe. Until Chris opens his mouth and says, man, I was hot as fuck walking up here. I should have put on some shorts. And I was like, Chris, I will murder you right here.
That's so funny.
Oh, that's one thing I didn't write in my book that we need to talk about. Can we talk about, homie, that I just found out about this a couple days or yesterday. This dude in, I think it was like England. I might be wrong. Somewhere in Europe, but definitely sounds British enough. decided he's going to stab his baby's mom up like 15, 16 times. And then use a YouTube stream, a quote-unquote live YouTube stream as his alibi. Come to find out, this motherfucker pre-recorded everything. Right? We were talking about on the phone about this. And both me and Sean were like, you big dummy.
Like, he thought he was going to get away with it.
From the beginning of the video, he was like, yeah, I can't read your chat. It'll fuck up my computer. But you was doing it like 18 streams before. And then you're caught on CCTV literally everywhere in your city. Got a bus driver and a cab driver saying, yeah, I saw that motherfucker.
Yep. No, that's an idiot. Yeah, I don't know what he thought. He thought he was on some fucking the movie Speed. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
We gotta just loop this shit. Keanu Reeves the fuck out of that, but it didn't
Keanu
work.
Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock.
Yep. Yep.
The bus that can't go below.
Yep.
86.
Something like that. I can't remember what it was. 88 or what? No, that's Back to the Future. 88. So I think it was 86. It was something like that.
Yeah.
They ended up in the airport.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Speed 2 was on a boat and did not have Tom Cruise, but still had the character. Sandra Bullock was in it, and it was a boat. Same concept.
Tom Cruise.
Or not Tom Cruise. Keanu Reeves. Keanu.
Yep. Well, I can't wait to watch John Wick Chapter 4.
Ryan's coming out on the 17th. Ant-Man.
Quantumania.
Quantumania.
Kang the Conqueror.
Mania. So should we wrap this up?
I'm sorry, what?
Should we wrap this up?
Me.
I'm going to throw this lighter right at you.
Me.
Shabba!
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Quotes? You got a quote?
Motivational quote.
Okay. I'll go first. Don't step where you shit unless you're a horse.
Or a sled dog.
No. No, you fucking stop. And you get out the fucking line and you go take a shit by the motherfucking tree like the rest of us.
TJ?
Fire. Fire. It brings life and destruction. I lean more towards destruction. It's more fun.
Destruction is more fun.
And we have cookies.
And cookies.
If you, here's me, I'm Sprout, and this is my motivational quote. If you wake up in the morning and you choose violence,
do it.
Maybe you should drink a nice cup of Earl Grey and consider whether or not you want to just choose
not violence.
Being chill, baby.
Nah, burn it off.
Did we really have? Did we really have to storm Capitol?
Do we really storm Capitol? Yes.
Oh, before we leave, I'm sorry. I know it's beyond tradition at this point, but I really want to point this out because I'm super proud of myself. I meant to bring this up earlier. This Japanese couple came into my store yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I had had the first conversation in Japanese with native-speaking Japanese people in the first time in ages. Mind you, my Japanese was kind of rusty, and I winged that shit, man. I fucking nailed it. I nailed it. They came in, and they were talking, and Q, he happened to be at the register ringing them up, and they didn't have, like, a, you know, scannable ID, so you had to pull the passport shit, and we have to, like, manually type in the passport, and I was like, make sure you type in the country, and he put in JPN, and I was like, oh, Nihonjin desu ne? And they're like, hai so desu! And it was the best conversation I ever had in my life, bro. Because we kept switching back and forth to English and Japanese, and at one point, they're like, oh, you speak Japanese? And I was like, "Skoshi," which is like a little bit. And they're like, oh, really? And then I immediately responded with, watashi no Nihongo wa moto tsuyoku nante hoshi. No, I'm sorry. Watashi no Nihongo wa.
I hope you're smoother than this.
Moto tsuyoku nante. Yeah, nante hoshi. Yeah, nante hoshi. And then they were like, oh, you're so good. And I was like, word? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, that's funny because I haven't spoken in a long ass time. And they're like, when'd you start? And I, you know, give the whole backstory. Like, I just read a bunch of books when I was like in middle school, took it in college. And they're like, oh, you're really good. And I was like, thanks. And then because of their, you know, because of the culture in Japan and how like that cuteness is more important than sexuality, homeboy instead of homegirl was like, yo, just so you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, just so you know, it's really uplifting and motivational to us that you're speaking in Japanese and that you want to know Japanese. And it's also really cute at the same time. And then when they left out, Q was like, because he didn't understand any of the Japanese. I said, he was like, uh-huh. Were you flirting with them motherfuckers? And I was like, no, this is them being Japanese.
So cute, motherfucker.
And with that, we'll shut it down. I've got one more motivational quote, and then we're going to shut up. There's a fine line between kawaii and kawaii. He knows what I'm talking about. Good night, you guys. I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
That's Kid Delicious.
Yo.
Now he's accepting it.
Yep, it is acceptable. Peace.
Deuces.